Barbara, Theo began, visualizing a white shield around all living occupants in the room as she spoke. Can you tell us about any experiences you've had that might be relevant? Barbara looked uneasy.
It's fine, really,
she said, lifting a hand to her mouth and starting to chew.
My husband says I'm being silly, says we're all silly, that there's no such thing as ghosts.
Your husband? So some marriages survived in this town.
My third.
Oh, survived of sorts.
It's fine when he's with me, actually, Barbara insisted. I just don't like being alone, that's all. I never have I, Adelaide?
Adelaide shrugged good-naturedly. But your experiences, Theo prompted.
Oh, yes, the atmosphere, it doesn't feel right sometimes. It gets cold in here, even with the heating on. Doors slam in the night, things move, stuff like that.
You've actually seen them being moved? Ness queried. A burst of nervous laughter escaped Barbara.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be able to cope with that. They're just, you know, not where I know I've put them.
Like the keys, Adelaide pointed out.
Like the keys, Barbara agreed. And sometimes things are all upskilled. The fruit bowl, usually, apples everywhere. I've come down several times in the morning to find that.
Upskilled?
Overturned,
Barbara clarified. Ness nodded. Have you got a cat? Barbara shook her head.
No pets.
Theo had heard enough. Would you mind if Ness and I spent a bit of time trying to connect with what might be here?
Whatever it is, I think it's gone,
Barbara contested.
Oh no, it hasn't.
Look, we won't be long, and it might help. If you like, you could wait in the kitchen.
It might help?
Barbara was hopeful suddenly.
Yes, if there's anything here.
Theo was careful not to over-dramatise matters.
Can't we stay and watch?
Adelaide was nothing if not persistent.
No,
Ness said, clearly exasperated. Barbara admonished her too.
You're a piece of work, you are.
A piece of work, me?
Yes, you.
Barbara continued, and to Theo's surprise, she giggled rather girlishly.
Do you remember that Brian we met years ago, down at the Ram Inn, the pathologist bloke? You were more interested in the post-mortems he carried out than you were in him.
I was not,
Adelaide denied, but then she started laughing too.
Oh, come on, come on, can you blame me? His only other interest was bird-watching. That's hardly thrilling, is it?
Depends on how you get your thrills,
Barbara returned. The twinkle in Adelaide's eyes enlivened her.
Have to admit, though, the look on his face when I asked him to explain procedure, exact procedure, I mean, I won't forget it.
I think he was more horrified you didn't bat an eyelid when he did. The rest of us were dropping like flies.
As amusing as the exchange was, Theo was conscious of time. To get their attention, she coughed.
Oh, said Adelaide, noticing. Sorry. Shall we go in the kitchen?
If you wouldn't mind, Theo replied.
I'd rather stay, but... Come on, Adelaide, don't start up again. Leave the experts to it.
Okay, I'm coming.